Somebody said this, that oftentimes the lust of the eyes might get us when we're younger. The lust of the flesh might get us when we're a little bit older. And the pride of life gets us when we're older. Now, all three of them can get us anytime. Anytime. But sometimes he knows how to custom make just each one of them to us. And so we have this thought, and we need to know our enemy, as these scriptures would remind us that Satan doesn't always come like a roaring lion. Satan doesn't always come like a roaring lion. Sometimes he comes as an angel of light. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 14. Sometimes he comes as an angel of light. He makes things look good and sound good. Sometimes there's preachers that sound pretty good. One time I was Googling something, looking for it, and I was studying a subject, and so I clicked on this and I was reading this, and it was looking pretty good, sounding all right. And then all of a sudden something just hit me, and I said, "Yeah, that's not quite right. Who is this from?" And I looked down, and I was reading something from the Church of the Latter-day Saints, and I said, "Whoa, what am I doing here?" Right? So it sounded good to start with. We need to be careful. Sometimes he comes as an angel of light. It looks good. And he's got, you know, one of the worst things is put enough truth in and sprinkle it with a little bit of false. Just pepper it through. How many of us would eat food like that? Guy was trying to illustrate this very thing to his youth group. And so what he does is he goes to his neighbor's backyard and takes a little bit of the dog's droppings, right? Comes back and makes brownies. And he makes two batches of brownies. He says, "This one batch is good." And he tells the young people, "This batch has a little bit of something from the neighbor's dog. But this batch has nothing of that sort. Which one would you want?" And the brownies that were good were eaten all up. And not one person touched this other plate. And he says, that's what we say, a little bit of the world's okay. How come we take a little bit of the world in us? And we say, well, we're going to watch this movie, but this movie has a little bit of violence, or this movie has a little bit of this in it. It's only art because of whatever reason. And we say, well, we're just going to, that, just a little bit. Really? You're going to take that plate full of brownies, just a little bit? That's the world. And the world mixes a little bit. So this is challenging to us. But we're not ignorant of his devices. Sometimes he comes with an angel of light, as an angel of light. And we need to know our enemy. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, it says that we are not ignorant of his devices. We're not ignorant of his devices. We need to know not only our enemy, but we also need to know our own weaknesses. And we need to see our own weaknesses for what they are. And we need to know that I don't need this in my life. So I'm not going to try to get as close to it as I can. What I'm going to do is I'm going to try to stay as far away. I'm not going to tempt myself with these things. I don't want this in my life. And I don't want to give way to this. So, you know what? No, I don't need that. We need to know our weaknesses. We need to know our enemy. We need to know our weaknesses. We go back to what we said about the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. And we see that in the light in Genesis chapter 3 and in the life of the Lord Jesus and the temptation of the Lord Jesus, we see the same thing. We see the three temptations. We see the temptation to turn the stones into bread. We see this supernaturally rescued from death if you throw yourself down off the temple. We see this to receive all the kingdoms of the world in return to worshiping Satan. And I thought it was interesting, just put this up there with the life of the Lord Jesus. Turn the stones into bread. Seeing the tree for good food. The lust of the flesh. The kingdoms, being offered all the kingdoms if you just bow down. The Lord, and with Adam and Eve, it's pleasing to the eyes. And then the lust of the eyes. Spectacular life saving. Desiring for gaining wisdom. Desirable for gaining wisdom there in the garden. And it's the pride of life. If we go to the next slide. We'll get there. We go to the next slide just in connection with this. The lust of the flesh, good for food, turning the stones into bread. And just to give you some thought, Daniel chapter 1. The exiles there in Daniel chapter 1 to partake of the choice of the food and drink. And what I wanted to, why I wanted to put this up there too is just to show you that in every period of time and every dispensation, the people of God have been challenged. The devil doesn't have any new tactics. He's doing the same thing he's done to Adam and Eve, the same thing he did to Daniel, the same thing he did to the Lord Jesus, the same thing he does to us. Now he has different things to wrap that package up with. But it's the same thing. And we need to know that the tactics of the enemy hasn't change. And if we're going to triumph over these three enemies, the enemy of the devil, the enemy, the giant of the flesh, and the giant of the world, then we need to be reminded that his tactics, the tools, haven't changed. Lust of the eyes, pleasant to the eyes, showing the kingdoms of the world, taking by compromise. And then in Daniel's day, power and prestige, for taking up the compromise. And that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants us to compromise. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not compromise. And I fear to say this, but there are so many Christians today that have compromised. They've compromised their standards and they have lowered God's standards. And oh, may we be challenged that we're going to purpose in our heart not to lower God's standard. And then lastly, we see that the pride of life, the glorification, making one wise, casting yourself down to prove that you're the Son of God. And then in Daniel's day, seeking the kingdom, king's approval, and being highly esteemed. These are all challenging things, but they purposed in their heart. They knew their enemy and they were not willing to give in. So when we think about this, I want to go on to the next thing then. We cannot live on yesterday's victories. And every time you have a victory, we need to be on guard. And sometimes the victories can be good and sometimes they can be harmful. And we need to be reminded of this, that looking back, can be good or it can be harmful. It can cause us to be full of pride and complacent. But we must position ourselves for the continuous victory. And that's what we already had in James, where we have to position ourselves, drawing near to God, realizing that He will draw near to us. So I position myself. I humble myself in the sight of the Lord, knowing that He is going to lift me up. I don't have to lift myself up. I let the Lord do that. But I want to position myself. In the morning, I open God's Word. I pray, and I'm committing myself to the Lord. I'm asking the Lord, help me today to be in the world, but not of the world. I'm asking the Lord, help me when this temptation comes, not to give in to the desire, but to stand fast for You. Help me to purpose in my heart to live for You. I'm positioning myself before the Lord. And then, the longer you live in the past, the less future you enjoy now. The less you enjoy presently. And so when we think about that, what a challenge for us. And we'll move on to the next slide. And this comes to David's point. When David was there, and David went up against the enemy, and David tried to kill this enemy, and he could not conquer this giant. The giant resurfaced, and here is another giant. It's similar to the one before. But David found that he could not kill this giant.